The original brief for the Melbourne Theatre Company's theatre and the recital hall was one building with theatres in it, an arts centre. And we said, don't do that. Do it as two, because they're two completely different entities. The recital centre had no resident company, as Jesse said. MTC, very strong history as a ragtag, fantastic theatre company. So we said, no, we'll have it. They're like two shops on the street. They've got this one and got that one. All the services are shared. The back of house got shared corridors and all that. But it presents to the street as two different identities. Also, we wanted to put the cafes right on the street, so it's not set in. They can operate when the theatre's not even open. And they're very successful, and it livens up the street. People will have forgotten that when this was done 14 years ago, 15 years ago, there wasn't much happening out here. And so this all of a sudden activated the area. That, likewise, the idea of the recital hall, having that stair that we went up, so that in the evening you can see everybody walking up and down there. So it was all about presenting and having a role in the street as public and active facilities.
So the architecture is a subject, could be a subject of a whole other hour, and I won't do that. But if that's a box, a container for music, as if there's a bluestone shroud and then this very soft packaging, the polystyrene almost holding onto that beautiful instrument that's inside. And whereas this is a stage set for theatre, and so it's to be read at night. It's 2D, but it's also 3D, and it's an illusion, which is exactly what theatre is. So completely different narratives for the two buildings architecturally.
The pipework is actually designed so that if you stood up there, when there's no leaves on these trees, it actually makes like a 3D boxes, and then when you're up here, it's all disassembled. So it's a sort of optical illusion on the outside, and that's partly because the building is incredibly pragmatic. It is, there's the foyer, there's the fly tower. It's a very simple building, and the pipework then gives it its civic role as being looking like not just a factory, even though it is a factory of performance. We're very interested in that idea of the sort of figured, the representational, the narrative. So the architecture is always generated out of references, local histories, figures that you sort of go, oh, is that a piece of styrene? Is that a piece of blister wrap? So all of those sorts of things are referenced in the work. And you can see here the bluestone that we use on both has just come from this precinct to maintain the sense this is a precinct.